This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 202. For Tuesday, December 29th, I'm Marlo Glass. ICE Futures canola contracts were stronger on Tuesday. The January canola contract is up 720 at 638.10 per ton. The March contract is up 780 at 636.20 per ton. Though canola has made significant gains over the past several weeks, chart resistance is expected to kick in at around $650 per ton. Canola was following gains in Chicago soy oil, with nearby contracts up by over 0.75 cents. Gains in the Canadian dollar kept a lid on further strength for canola prices. The dollar was around 78.1 U.S. cents at midday. Soybean futures were stronger on Tuesday, following the weekly export inspection report from the USDA. Last week, 1.4 million tons of soybeans were inspected for export. Reports indicate that the Argentine government will sponsor talks taking place today in an attempt to end the port strike in the country. The strike has been ongoing for almost 3 weeks and has reportedly prevented more than 140 export ships from being loaded. One private advisor left their estimate for the Brazilian soybean crop unchanged at 130 million tons and lowered Argentina's soybean crop estimate by a million tons to total 47 million. Corn futures were also stronger today. Approximately 990,000 tons of corn were inspected for export last week. There are reports that key growing regions in South America has received rain, though it may have come too late to make much of a difference for crop yields. A crop advisor has left their estimates for Brazil's corn crop unchanged at 102 million tons and lowered the estimate for the Argentine corn crop by a million tons to total 46 million. Wheat futures were higher today. About 300,000 tons of wheat were inspected for export last week. Reports indicate that approximately 10 ships were unable to load Argentine wheat headed for Brazil due to the port strike in Argentina. A Brazilian industry group indicated that wheat flour production in the country could be disrupted at some mills if the strike does not end soon. The Argentine dock workers' strike could end soon, as grain processors offered protesting workers a wage increase and a pandemic bonus amid high inflation levels in the country. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are stronger today. The January soybean contract is up by 40 cents at $12.95 per bushel. January soy oil is up by about 0.75 cents at 42.5 U.S. cents per pound. January soy meal is up $11.70 at $427 per hundredweight. Corn futures are stronger, with the March contract up 9.5 cents at $4.66 per bushel. Chicago oats are slightly higher, with the March contract up 2 cents at $3.39 per bushel. Wheat futures are stronger today. Chicago March is up 4 cents at $6.18. Kansas City March is up 8 cents at $5.85. And Minneapolis spring wheat is up 4.5 cents in the December contract at $5.81. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Tuesday, December 29th. For Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Marlo Glass.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.